Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Good morning, Last Adam Tabernacle. Welcome to our Sunday service this morning. My name is Dennis Mujimba. I am honored and really delighted to have this opportunity to share this Sunday's message, sermon, with you all. Allow me to start with an opening prayer. Heavenly Father, we give you honor and praise, thanking you so much for having kept us alive up to this time, that we are still healthy, worshiping you and rejoicing in your name, for we know that in you we live and move and have our being. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that as I share this message, may your Holy Spirit give the listeners understanding of all that they ought to hear, O Lord God. Father, I pray that in our hearing today, we shall be fair-minded, we shall be prepared in expectation of hearing truly from you. And Lord, most of all, I pray that even when this sermon is done with, O God Lord, give us the desire to go deeper and search out from your word what more truth can we hear from the topic that we are going to listen out today. Thank you, Lord. I bless your name and glorify you. In the name of Jesus Christ have I prayed. Amen. So the topic that I prepared for us today to share is understanding as the key to fruitfulness. Why is this important? In the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 7, Solomon tells us that wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all our getting, get understanding. So there must be something very unique about understanding that is so helpful for the child of God to be able to bear fruit of wisdom. Wisdom does not walk alone. Wisdom goes hand in hand with understanding. Before we delve deeper, I want us to look at three attributes that really stand out for me in the book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 10 to 11, regarding a group of people called the Bereans. The Bereans, if you go to Acts chapter 17, verse 10 to 11, are a very unique people that Paul encountered. This is what is written in those verses. Then the brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. When they arrived, they went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were, that is the Bereans, fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. Three attributes that stand out in the Bereans. Number one, they were fair-minded. To be fair-minded means you are an impartial listener in your judgment. You don't have preconceived positions or opinions when you're listening to a message. Number two, the Bereans are said to have had the readiness of mind. This means they were fully prepared for something, coming with expectation. Third thing, we see the Bereans searching the scriptures daily, not on Sunday, not just in midweek, but this was their daily routine to find out whether the things they were hearing from the apostles were so. Now, of course, for us, we have the benefit of having the New Testament written out, but this time of Paul and his ministry to the Bereans, all they had were the Torah and the writings of the prophets. And all these were in scattered places. It was not one book as we are having it now. But these Bereans took the effort to search the scriptures. As we approach messages that the Lord gives us through his different channels, let us be impartial in the way we listen. Let us be fair-minded, because bias is one way that we inhibit our ability to perceive everything that God would like us to have. And bias comes in many ways. It comes through our cultural backgrounds, through our education, through our work experiences, through our environment, in our homes, even in our church. Your church itself, your fellowship, your prayer meeting, your Bible study group, those alone can actually create biases within you to the extent that you cannot perceive that God is communicating to you because of the partiality, the baggage of partiality that you have carried with you because of the environment in which you operate. So let us be like the Bereans, who were fair-minded, very impartial listeners in their judgment. Number two, let us be ready. Let us walk a walk of expectation that God is going to speak to us, God is going to answer us, and God is waiting also to hear from us, not just a one-way communication, but a two-way. And then once we have listened to whatever God is speaking to us, I always encourage us to go back, take time and read through these scriptures. Let's go back to the message that you have heard. Search for yourself to find out whether truly the things that the minister or the man of God or lady of God has spoken are truly consistent with scripture. It is so important, especially in these times we are in, that we develop a culture of searching the scriptures to verify the authenticity, the truthfulness of the messages that we hear. We are all in earthen vessels, and we are prone to error. Not everything that the minister or person of God brings your way is devoid of error. So let us have that practice of verifying what we listen to. Don't exalt the messenger beyond God. We are all God's vessels, and as long as we are still in this vessel of flesh and blood, we are prone to error, and therefore that's why you should take time to search the scriptures even after you've listened to a message on Sunday or on television or wherever. Amen. So let us go now into our message for today, having set that background of the attitude of fair-mindedness, readiness of expectation to hear and receive from the Lord, and thereafter searching the scriptures to verify that actually what you have heard is indeed true. In line with our topic of understanding as the key to fruitfulness, I would like to draw deeper from the parable of the sower as written in the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13, verse 10. Now, before we read that, let me just recap for you what is in verse 1 to 9. So a great multitude gathers where Jesus was, and he begins speaking. But he speaks from the boat as the people are seated ashore. Now, he speaks this parable of the sower, and he says that the farmer went out and began sowing his seed. So as he sowed, some fell on the wayside, the birds came and devoured them, some fell on stony places, where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up, because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they were withered away. And some fell among the thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But Others fell on good ground and yielded the crop, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. What is amazing is that Jesus was speaking to everybody. The multitudes had both the believers and unbelievers, the disciples and those who had not yet made the decision to follow Christ. However, in verse 10 of chapter 13, we see the disciples coming to Jesus and saying to him, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" And Jesus answers and said, "Because it has been given to you, the disciples, to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them, the multitudes, it has not been given." Now, this is a very striking aspect that I got out of that scripture in verse 11. Jesus says to the crowds, they've not been given to know the mysteries. Now, you may think that, well, these people were unbelievers, but I can tell you, even as a child of God, each one of us, we have our crowd moments. When you come to church, the messages you hear off the pulpit, there is a degree of mystery to them. There is a degree to which things are not fully explained. When you listen to your favorite minister on radio or TV, you're part of a crowd because this is not a one-on-one ministry. And as such, you're also listening to a parable of sorts. But these disciples got to understand the mystery within the parable when they drew themselves closer to Jesus Christ in the one-on-one moments. Therefore, this goes back to what the Bereans were doing. When they were with the many, they would listen, but when they would withdraw, daily they would search out the scriptures to find out whether what they were hearing is indeed what it says or what they were told. Now, how do we do it as children of God? After the Sunday service, after the prayer meeting, after your Bible study group, we need to find that moment of retreating to be with the Lord, to ask, "Lord, I have heard this, but give me understanding of what I have heard. Help me unpack the message that has been shared." Because even the things we hear, however much a minister may try to explain to you, to us, as long as we are still in a crowd, by the crowd can be a crowd of 10 people, 5 people, the crowd doesn't have to be the thousands. As long as you're receiving the message with the masses, there is a degree of mystery to that message that needs to be unpacked when you get to the closet with your Lord. Now, the season we are in, I believe that it has created a moment for us to draw closer to the Lord and ask him to unpack for us the things that he has been speaking to us together with the masses over the years. You've been coming to church for all these 6 years at LAT. Numerous messages you've received off the pulpit, prayer meetings, Bible study, word of the week. But this moment, I truly believe it should be a moment of retreat, stepping out from the crowd, taking that disciple moment of going back to Jesus and say, "But Lord, what was shared on the pulpit was a parable. What does it actually mean?" And Jesus is telling us that, oh, when we were with the multitudes, we were hearing mysteries. But now when we are with him, it is an opportunity to have that mystery unpacked for us. Why is it so important for us to have that mystery unpacked? In the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 7, it is written that wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all you're getting, get understanding. The word of God is wisdom itself. But for you to be able to get understanding, it needs more effort. It is not just like receiving wisdom. How do we know this truth? We know this truth in Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6. Solomon says, "For the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth come knowledge and understanding." Have you heard that? For the Lord gives wisdom, but from his mouth comes knowledge. So from the mouth of the Lord comes knowledge and understanding. Now, the Lord gives us wisdom, true. But then, we need another step to attain understanding. And that understanding comes from his mouth. So, let's see this example. Jesus is talking to the multitudes. The multitudes, by the way, are getting wisdom from heaven. They are here in the word of the parable of the sower. In itself was wisdom. But the multitudes never got understanding. The understanding was received by the disciples when they retreated and came to Jesus. And he unpacked the mystery of the parable. That is when understanding came to manifest. By the lakeside, when he was still speaking to the multitudes, that was wisdom. But understanding was acquired when they drew closer to the Lord and asked him, "Why do you speak to the multitudes in parables?" There are things, if some of you who associate a little closer with pastor, there are things he will speak. You may have experienced that he says some things on the pulpit, but when you're having a cup of tea with him, having lunch with him, or he's giving you a lift home, he tells you some more detail that actually helps you even appreciate the message much more than what he said on the pulpit. It does not mean that he intends the pulpit to be a place of vagueness. No. But it is a biblical principle that when you're speaking to the masses, understanding is not transmitted. Understanding is transmitted when we draw closer to the person delivering the message, to the messenger. And Jesus Christ demonstrated this in the parable of the sower, that when the disciples draw close to him and asked him, "Why are you speaking in parables?" That is when he gave the meaning of the parable of the sower. And we see that, let's go back to Matthew chapter 13, and we really see what Jesus said. So, in verse 11, "That it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given." Now, let me take you ahead to verse 23, because that is what touches our topic for today. He says, "But he who received seed on good ground is he who hears the word and understands it," understands the word, "who indeed bears fruit and produces some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. Who is the one that he bears fruit? The one that hears the word and understands it. Now, the multitudes heard the word, but they never understood it. The disciples heard the word and understood it. How did they get the understanding? By taking a further step of approaching Jesus and asking him, "Why are you speaking to the multitudes in parables?" And in explaining to them, he gave them the understanding of what the parable of the sower meant. If it were not for Jesus' explanation to his disciples to give them understanding of the word which was heard by the many, you and I, without the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, would be in the same situation as the multitudes. We would not have understood the parable of the sower. So, we are able to become fruitful, as Jesus said, when we not only hear the word, but when we understand it. And how do we understand it? By listening to him. Just as Proverbs 2:6 says, that from his mouth, the mouth of the Lord, we get knowledge and we get understanding. How does that understanding come to us? By listening to the Lord's explanation of the things he is speaking to us. Now, of course, you will ask yourself, then what does understanding mean? To understand means to perceive a message and its intended meaning. To perceive the message and its intended meaning. To perceive really means to become aware or conscious of something. So, when you hear what the Lord is speaking to you, and you're able to pick out the message, the meaning, then you have gained understanding. You have distinguished yourself from the multitudes who were only able to hear the word, but they were not able to get the meaning out of the word. So once we do not get meaning out of the word that God is speaking to us, then we have not attained understanding. And as Jesus demonstrated in interpreting the parable of the sower, it is very possible for a child of God to hear what God is saying, but you actually do not understand what he has said. You do not get the meaning of what he is speaking to you. It is one thing to hear the Lord speak to us about our purpose, about our mission for life, why he's setting us aside as LAT, but we need to take a step further of inquiring from him, Lord, what do you mean by this message? And when he gives you the meaning of your purpose, then you have actually understood your purpose. You can hear your purpose, but you may not understand your purpose. You may hear your assignment for life, but you do not understand your assignment. You may hear what you're supposed to do, but you may not understand what you're supposed to do. That makes a difference in terms of fruitfulness. In the parable of the sower, we've seen in verse 23 of chapter 13 that it is not only about hearing, but it is about understanding the words that have been spoken to us by the Lord, that we derive fruitfulness. And some will bear 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30. Now, that difference also reflects on our ability to understand. We do not understand fully. Those who manifest 100-fold, those are the ones who have fully understood what has been said. Those who are in other measures, the 90, 99-fold, 80-fold, 70-fold, all these folds of fruitfulness are a demonstration of the measure to which we have understood the message that the Lord has brought our way. So that is what the topic for today's sermon is about, that understanding is the key to fruitfulness. Not just hearing and not just doing. You may do because you have heard, but better is it to do when you have understood, because it is not just about hearing the word, but it is also about understanding that word which was spoken to you. And I come back to conclude with what the Bereans were doing. They were fair-minded, they were impartial in their hearing, because if you're already biased, you'll be biased in your understanding. Number two, they were ready, they were expectant. When we are biased, in expecting what the Lord is going to say to us, we shall not be able to fully perceive that which He is speaking to us. So even in this season that we are in of lockdown, take this opportunity to retreat and be with the Lord and ask Him, Father, give me understanding of the words You have spoken to me over the course of my life since I began walking with the Lord. Bring to Him those things which you've heard as a word of the Lord, but you have never understood what the message, what the meaning in that word which came to you was all about. May God bless you. Seek to understand the words that the Lord has spoken to you in your individual life, in your family, and even to us as LAT, that we may be able to become fruitful in that He has set us aside to do. And I would like to remind you to tune in to 98.4 Impact FM this evening at 6:30 p.m. to listen in to the words of Moses. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.